I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Israel has announced restrictions on civilian gatherings from the northern city of Haifa up to the border with Lebanon. It said the order came in anticipation of retaliatory strikes by Hezbollah after dozens of Israeli warplanes carried out more widespread airstrikes on targets in southern Lebanon. A spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission, UNIFIL, in Beirut, Andrea Tanetti, gave this warning.
Definitely the situation now is really concerning, and the escalations of these days also very worrying, and all actors need to immediately de-escalate. A solution is still possible, but of course you need a commitment of the parties, and at the moment the situation is more than concerning that could potentially escalate to a wider conflict, and not only a conflict between Hezbollah and Israel, but a regional conflict.
The social media platform X has agreed to comply with court orders in Brazil, where its services were suspended last month. X's owner, Elon Musk, had previously refused to abide by the ruling, saying it was illegal and authoritarian. Leonardo Rocha explains why Mr. Musk's decided to do a U-turn.
There were three conditions that the Supreme Court judge in charge of the case had put to X, said they had to block the accounts of about 300 people accused of spreading disinformation. They had also to reappoint a legal representative in Brazil, and they had to reopen their office in Brazil. And all that changed last month when Elon Musk refused to do. He called the judge a criminal, authoritarian. But that has cost him probably millions of users. And he's now decided to backtrack and to abide by the legislation.
Donald Trump has declined to take part in a second presidential debate with his Democratic rival Kamala Harris in the run-up to November's election. Speaking at a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, the Republican candidate said it was too late and that early voting was already underway. Charles Aniagolu reports.
Mr. Trump told supporters Vice President Harris wanted a rematch because she was losing badly against him. And again, he claimed victory in September's debate, despite Ms. Harris being widely considered to have outperformed him. Ms. Harris has accepted CNN's invitation, saying Mr. Trump should have no problem, given that he believed he'd won the first.
The president of Kenya, William Ruto, has said he has no objection to converting a security mission led by his country in Haiti into a full UN peacekeeping operation. Mr. Ruto was speaking during a brief visit to the Caribbean nation. Kenya deployed about 400 police officers to Haiti in June to try to fight the criminal gangs that control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and surrounding areas. World News from the BBC. Sri Lanka has imposed an overnight curfew across the island, hours after polls closed in the country's presidential election. Voting went peacefully, but the authorities said the additional measure was put in place to ensure public safety. As votes are being counted, security officials have been seen patrolling the streets. The first results are not expected until at least Sunday. President Biden has warned that China continues to behave aggressively in the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait, but he said Washington sees engagement with Beijing as important for conflict prevention. Mr. Biden was speaking as he meets the leaders of Australia, India and Japan in the US city of Wilmington, Delaware, for the final Quad summit of his presidency. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said he's gravely alarmed by reports of a full-scale assault on the Sudanese city of El Fasher. Fighting has intensified in the city as the civil war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary group the Rapid Support Forces rages. Anthony Joshua's hopes of becoming a three-time world heavyweight boxing champion have been dashed after he was knocked out by Daniel Dubois in the fifth round. Dubois, who retains the IBF heavyweight championship, dropped Joshua multiple times before the final knockout. Andy Barwell has the details.
It was a fight in front of 96,000 fans at Wembley Stadium, as well as a worldwide television audience. The IBF title holder, Daniel Dubois, was considered to be the outsider against the favourite, the two-time unified world champion, Anthony Joshua. But Dubois, who inherited the crown after Alexander Usyk was forced to vacate, stopped Joshua with what was a brutal knockout in round five.
Dubois had this to say following his victory.
No, I'm a gladiator, I'm just a warrior to the end, to the bitter end, and I'm just ready to go. I want to go to the top level of this game and reach my full potential.
BBC News.